Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Time to learn about the Queer Core Collaborative, a group of local Western Massachusetts musicians, artists, and organizers launching a new annual music festival called Queer Core on Saturday in East Hampton, Massachusetts. The event is a vibrant celebration of BIPOC, queer, trans, gender, diverse, and femme voices, uniting music, art, and activism for a day of collective empowerment and joy. To tell us more, we welcome Ben Delosier and Isley, one half of Film and Gender, a two-piece queer punk band from Western Massachusetts. Welcome to you both. Thank you for being with us.
Hi.
Really nice.
Thanks for having us. So excited.
It's really nice to have you here. Thank you for being here and for sharing with us this morning. So, Ben, how did all this come together?
Yeah. Well, first, thanks so much for having us, Joe. I grew up in the Hudson Valley. I'm a longtime listener. It's a real treat to get to be on the air with you. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. How did it come together? You know, the inspiration is in, I mean, it comes from many places, but particularly looking at the really vibrant DIY scene that we have right here in the Pioneer Valley area, and especially in the Five College area. There's a lot of incredible shows that are being put on by college students, by bands with college students in them at UMass, Amherst College, Hampshire College, basement shows, house shows. And as a musician in the area, I've gotten the opportunity and the privilege to get to play at a couple of those. And it's been really powerful to just really take note where bands who, just by who they are stepping onto stage, bands who have members that intersect with queer identities, how it just is so clear the way it just sends this immediate signal out to, you know, kids in the area that are coming to these shows. There is just a very palpable sense of inclusiveness, community, connectedness, real, just sincere, authentic, you belong here. We want you here. This is a place to be celebrated. And know when you walk through the doors, like you're being received and held here by this group of people that are gathering around this music. It's really powerful. And so we have really kind of just been looking at how do we take that and maintain the specialness of it, not shine a spotlight on it too brightly, but elevate it and visibilize it a little further so that other folks in our surrounding region who might not know about some of these bands or this scene and the community that's gathering around it could have an opportunity to say, oh, that's me. This is a space where I want to be able to show up. This is a community I would like to be able to connect with. So that is really the essence of kind of the heart of why we're doing it.
Isley, what would you like to add to what Ben just mentioned?
Yeah. Thanks for having us on first to second that. And
thank you.
Ben, touched on a lot of points that are really important and core to what Queer Core Festival is going to be this Saturday. As a member of the Western Mass DIY scene, it's great that we are getting together and taking pieces of the scene and fragments of the scene as a whole, from the college bands to bands from Boston and all the way down from Brooklyn, together in one place and as a platform to raise funds for the PCRF. And hopefully this will be the best celebration of queer music in and around the 413 that we can put together.
So what has it been like to put it together, to get that the group together, to get, what makes up a festival? The musicians, the artists, everybody coming together. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think it was, as far as organizing the bands, it was really important for us to the best of our abilities, make sure that the lineup represents, both in genre and in identities, who makes up the scene in and around the 413. So we have hip-hop, we have punk, we have hardcore, all together in one place. And then furthermore, we have a pop-up market for queer artists and craft makers as well, just outside the venue. Ben, you can probably speak a little more on that.
Ben.
Yeah, I would love to shout out yet another queer pop-up market is the entity that has partnered with us from the very beginning with this festival, and they are the ones that are particularly organizing the makers market itself. There's an incredible lineup of about 15 or so artisans with all kinds of really beautiful art and wares. And that is actually going to be free to the public. That is not something that people need to pay admission for to be a part of. Right there at City Space in East Hampton, which is the venue. That is also a big component. There's been so many incredible community partners that have really just lit up when we shared this idea with them and jumped right in with all kinds of amazing support and resources. City Space is actually the old town hall in East Hampton. It's a beautiful old building, and they have been working over the last handful of years to breathe new life into that space, renovate it. They have a huge plan, fundraising project for a massive space upstairs that hasn't been finished yet. But it's been really sweet working with them. And so their whole mission is really about providing a really accessible, affordable, collaborative space for any artists, musicians, organizers looking to put on community events in that space. So they've put together some opportunities that make it very, very accessible as an organizer, which is a big part of why we ended up partnering with them.
Itzley, I mentioned that you are one half of Film and Gender. Tell us about Film and Gender, about the band.
Yeah, so Film and Gender is a two-piece bass and drums queer punk act where both me and my best friend Brett, who make up Film and Gender, are originally from Agawam, Massachusetts, which is in the Lower Valley. We make what I can best describe as very raw and honest queer messaging, punk music, anti-fascist, pro-polyamory, really promoting the existence and the realities that trans and queer people face throughout in as many facets as we can realistically and honestly portray. We like to take beats and honestly like rip off a lot of stuff from 80s punk bands that we feel is really can be reutilized into queer messaging. I like to take a lot of punk songs and just retune them a bit and adapt them to the two-piece aspect as far as just it being vocals with bass and drums and changing some words, changing some structure in the song and reintroducing it to an audience of people that may have never heard it in the first place otherwise.
I like your admission of just ripping it off. That's good. I think it's a good sales technique. I like it very much. Ben, let us go to when it comes to the Queer Core Collaborative. As we mentioned, this music festival is taking place on Saturday in East Hampton. What do you see as the future of the collaborative and future events and activities that you would like to do in down the road?
Yeah, it's a great question. That's the beauty of the DIY ethos, Joe, is that it's all evolving and emergent. We're finding out as we go. and that said, I can respond to that with some specificity. This event, as you mentioned earlier, is something that we really hope to make an annual event as kind of our core, tangible thing that's happening out in the world. And a huge part of what we're really looking to do, and we've already started, is really I think we're looking to essentially kind of be the clearinghouse of everything at the confluence of punk and loud music and queer community. And so what that means is right now where we're actually most active is our Instagram account. We don't have a website or anything, but we are very, very active on Instagram. It's Queer Core Collaborative, at Queer Core Collaborative. And we're using that basically as a clearinghouse for any information from, we've been networking with all sorts of bands and organizers, not just in our area in Western Massachusetts, but really throughout New England and New York. And the idea is really, we've just been sharing with folks, hey, if you have, you know, if you have music that you're dropping, merch, you know, a merch announcement, shows and show announcements, you know, for these bands that we're connecting with that, again, have members that intersect with queer identity, we're really wanting to gather all that information in one space so that people who are following us on Instagram know that they can jump on and they're going to find all sorts of information. They'll find out about a show that's happening right around the corner from them or next town over. They'll find out about a band that they might not have known is, you know, from their home area. And in that way, again, just creating a greater level of visibility and a point of intersection for folks that are looking for this kind of representation. I mean, and that's obviously the key in all of this is, you know, recognizing that for folks of queer identity, you know, you can't necessarily assume walking into any space or any show, you know, that this is going to be a place that I'm safe, that this is going to be a place where I can really fully show myself and be and know that I'm going to be held and received and, you know, to be able to access information where you can have a sense that these are spaces and organizers and bands that are creating those kinds of really just deeply inclusive and affirming spaces. So that's a big part of it.
Let me just ask as we wrap up here, we got about a minute or so, but Isley, when just talking what Ben was saying about as far as that representation for a group like a band like yours of how it impacts other bands and what their reaction has been to the opportunities that come from queercore and like interests.
Yeah. I think the ability for people to come to shows and know before they get there that there'll be people on stage that look like them and then share some identities with them is incredibly important. As a trans person myself, it could be very difficult for me to go to shows where I don't know if there'll be any queer allied people there, and especially with some of the music that we play. Leading into like the punk and hardcore genre, a lot of those spaces unfortunately aren't necessarily that safe for queer people. And we've at our own shows have been, for lack of a better word, harassed for saying what we say. And that's punk. It's what it is. If I'm not making people mad, I'm not doing it right. But I'm hoping that people know and will come to the show with 100% assurance that this will be a space that welcomes them and they will be embraced.
If I'm not making people mad, I'm not doing it right. That's what I want on my T-shirt for today. It is a pleasure to meet you both, and I welcome folks to go to your Instagram, which is at queercore. On Instagram at queercore, and you can find out much more information about the event that is coming up this Saturday and about other events going on with the queercore collaborative. Ben Delosier and Isley, I thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck for just a terrific weekend of music and fun, and I thank you so much for being here and sharing with us.
Thank you again so much for having us, Joe. It's a real pleasure.
Be well. Thank you. Enjoy.
Take care.
Again, find out more at queercore on Instagram. At queercore on Instagram. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.